Welcome to this episode. Have some random thoughts for you today on the Saturday afternoon. In regards to one of the greatest principles that I think all people need to embrace in order to achieve their goals. This is also one of the most difficult principles for me to accept in my own life. And it's the principle of this. It is the principle that in order to receive more, you must be willing to let go or sacrifice that which you currently have. I've seen this principle play out many times in my own life, where in order for me to achieve something, I had to give up something similar. I'll give you a couple of examples to illustrate this point. Before I was able to build a six-figure business and create a new career path for myself, I had a career path as a corrections officer and a probation officer. I was also a member of the Utah National Guard. So a little background on me, when I got out of college, my goal at what I was looking for was to find a career path that I could stick with and that would provide me a pension at the end of 20, 25 years. And so what I ended up doing is I ended up working for the state of Utah as a corrections officer, and then I was in the Army National Guard. So my plan was to stick in those two career paths for the next 20, 25, 30 years, and then retire. It was safe, it was secure, it was consistent. Paycheck every 2 weeks, as long as I showed up, did my work. And that was the path I was on. But at one point, I decided that that path was no longer the path I wanted to take, and I wanted to create something new. And so what I ended up doing is I ultimately left my job at the state. I left my job with the Army National Guard and went to pursue building a business. And ultimately was somewhat successful, you know, created a six-figure business, and that business has been a much better path financially as well as given me a much higher quality of life. But here's the thing that I don't think many people talk about is the time in between, the time from when you give something up to when you actually achieve something great. You know, when I left my job in 2017, it's not like I automatically created a six-figure business in 30 days or 60 days or even 90 days. It took me well over a year to even earn six figures in revenue. That's in revenue. That's not take-home profit. Okay. Another thing that we did is, you know, right now we have a nice house. But before I left my job, we had a decent-sized house. It was a good house, you know, a nice little four-bed, two-bath. And we ended up selling that. And we ended up sacrificing, letting go of that house. That was our first home that me and my wife bought together. And we let go of that house. And we went without a house. We either rented or stayed with family for the next 4 years until we finally got another place of our own. So those are examples that I wanted to share with you that in order to oftentimes achieve a higher level of something, you have to be willing to let go and give up what you currently have. And not only that, not only do you have to give up that thing, but you have to endure an unknown period of time before you actually receive the greater thing. And that is so very difficult to do, is to one, give up what you currently have, and two, live in that time, that unknown period of time, until you actually receive the next thing that's waiting for you. And that's, it's very hard to be able to give up something and not know when the next thing is going to come to you, when the next accomplishment is going to arrive, when the next milestone is going to be accomplished or the next goal. You don't know. You don't know when that's going to happen. But I do find that it's crucial to be willing to let go and live in that time where you essentially have nothing. You've given up what you had, but you haven't received the next thing, so you essentially have nothing for a period of time. But if you can learn to live in that space and accept it, you can ultimately determine and accomplish whatever it is that you desire.